Dictation for Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, McDonald, M-A-C-D-O-N-A-L-D, July 24, 56. Address as a letter, Dr. Jeanine, J-E-A-N-I-N-E, Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 466-5956. Dear Dr. Ernest, consultation for Mrs. McDonald with progressive renal failure. She has a history of bladder cancer, initially treated with BCG, spread to muscle layer of the bladder. Bladder resection was done University of Michigan 2019. Apparently, most of the bowel was also removed. She appears to have both a right-sided ileal loop and a left-sided colostomy. Looks like she might have also colon cancer. Has been followed with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, which apparently is on remission. Prior treatment with chemotherapy and Keytruda, K-E-Y-T-R-U-D-A. She has chronic loose stools, tried to keep hydration optimal, denies change of weight or appetite, eats one good meal a day plus snacking, no blood in the stools. She needs to grind all her medications, otherwise she's not able to absorb it. Denies infection in the urine. She has intermittent episodes of Meniere's disease with vertigo for what she's doing, low sodium. Denies gross edema, claudication symptoms or discolor of the toes. Denies chest pain palpitation syncope. Denies orthopnea PND. Uses CPAP machine for the last 10 years. No purulent material hemoptysis, some bruises of the skin, no rash, no headaches, no bleeding nose gums. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, low blood pressure on midodrine, history of deep vein thrombosis, many years ago, before any problems of cancer, apparently related to exposure to birth control pills. She is not aware of pulmonary emboli. There has been recurrent urinary tract infection, problems of gout, fatty liver, carpal tunnel, no surgery, question a minor stroke without permanent sequela. She denies heart abnormalities. Used to take diabetes medications, but that was discontinued. Takes antibiotic prophylaxis for UTI, previously Bactrim, presently Keflex. Next paragraph. Procedures include BCG, cystoscopy infusion, eventually bladder resection, colon resection, prior uterine cancer, radical hysterectomy back in 1992, years later, recurrence requiring bowel resection, although did not require colostomy at that time, breast reduction for benign condition, gallbladder, right medial port, and left shoulder surgery. Next paragraph, report side effects to penicillin and cefaclor, although is able to take Keflex. Next paragraph, Prior smoker, started age 15, 16, 2-3 packs per day, discontinued 2012. Also, frequent liquor alcohol intake, right now, occasionally, in the past, heavy. Next paragraph, no family history for kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include magnesium replacement, calcium, Keraphate, Oncumadin, Glimperide, Midodrine, Allopurinol, Prozac, Keflex. Prior weekly diabetes shot, doesn't recall the name, discontinued a month ago. Prior Bactrin for the short bowel syndrome, takes a resin, Colesevelam, C-O-L-E-S-E-V as in Victor, E-L-A-M. Medication include bicarbonate, but I'm not sure she's really taking it. Also shows potassium. Please add to the allergy list Ibicantras. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 180, 62 inches tall, blood pressure 130 over 70 right and left, bilateral cataracts, alert orientation 3, normal speech, no expressive facial dysarthria, few teeth left, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid, lymph nodes, carotid bruise, JVD. Lungs are clear, distant, but no consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap gallop, obesity of the abdomen. Urine on the right-sided, ostomy on the left-sided, no abdominal tenderness distension, no major peripheral edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, appears progressive rising of creatinine within the last 1 year and a half, around 1.7, 1.8, and progressively rising to presently 2.2, representing a drop of GFR from 33 to presently around 24. In October, anemia 11.1 with a normal white blood cell platelet. A normal sodium potassium, there is low bicarbonate at 20 with a high chloride 111. A normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, present GFR 25 stage 4. Glucose in the hundreds. Next paragraph, prior urine sample, there has been 2 plus of protein, 1 plus of blood, positive for leukocyte esterase, nitrates, probably at the time of infection. The most recent CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis without contrast is from October. Heart appears to be normal. Lungs are clear. No emphysema. Normal liver. Normal spleen. Kidney shows right-sided hydronephrosis. The prior bladder resection. The urostomy on the right-sided, colostomy on the left, no gross lymph nodes, There is compression deformity on L3, apparently stable over time. Next paragraph. I review notes from Dr. Sahai. They mentioned the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, long-term anticoagulation. The bladder cancer was a high-grade papillary urothelial carcinoma. The radical cystectomy was done 2019 with an ileal loop for urinary diversion. There was also a small bowel resection with colostomy. There is a prior biopsy of the right inguinal lymph node with evidence of metastatic adenocarcinoma of urothelial origin, and this is from July 2020. There was also a prior gastrointestinal bleeding with coil embolization of a jejunal branch, and this is from 2020. I'm going to refer to the detailed description of all these events for cancer with Dr. Sahai note. I want to mention a CAT scan from 2023. The obstruction on the right kidney was already documented at that time. Although in 2021, there is no evidence of obstruction at that area. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, stage 4. There is evidence of progression over the last few years. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis, blood tests to be done in a regular basis. We will monitor magnesium as she's getting replacement, as well as aluminum as she's getting carafate. I did not change present medications. She's avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, continue appropriate hydration as she appears to have short bowel syndrome from multiple bowel resections and present colostomy. We will monitor anemia for EPO treatment. There is metabolic acidosis presently mild to moderate, likely related to GI losses, more than the renal failure. We will obtain the last urological evaluation, either University of Michigan or Tri-City Urology in Bay City. All issues discussed with the patient, continue to follow with you. End of dictation.